When Florida teachers were evaluated last year, they didn't have much reason to worry about the outcome.
At the end of the form, it says, you know, do I recommend this person to be hired? And there's like a checkbox. It really wasn't that deep, you know, but, you know, now it is. Now it's high stakes.
Now, evaluations by principals will help determine teacher salaries. As State Impact Florida reporter Sarah Gonzalez tells us, some principals observe teachers for just minutes out of the whole school year.
Carla Matz was Hialeah Middle School's 2011 Teacher of the Year. She was certain she'd get the highest possible rating by her administrators.
I do strive to get better every year, and I do work hard at my craft and my practice. So I thought, I got it in the bag. You know, I have nothing to worry about this year.
There are four ratings that make up half of a teacher's evaluation: highly effective, effective, needs improvement, and unsatisfactory. Matz was rated effective. She says it feels like getting a B when you were shooting for an A. Matz teaches special education science, and she was observed
once for 20 minutes.
That's the minimum in Miami-Dade County. Beginning teachers get an extra 20 minutes. The Florida Department of Education doesn't mandate how much time principals need to spend observing teachers. That's up to each district. Statewide, the range falls between 15 minutes and 1 hour. Christine Master helped implement the new teacher evaluation model in Miami-Dade. She says being rated effective is something to feel good about.
The word effective and all the descriptions of it, that means you are doing a very good job. You are doing what you should be doing. Highly effective is really reserved. It means you are really doing your very best every single day consistently.
But teachers like Matz say 20 minutes isn't enough time for principals to know whether any teacher is doing anything every single day. And she says it wouldn't take much more time for principals to evaluate teachers for at least an entire class period. At her school, that would mean the principal spends about 10 school days out of the entire school year formally observing teachers in the classroom. Matz appealed her rating to the school principal, Lourdes Diaz.
My principal tried to console me by saying that there was no teacher at the school that was highly effective. And I thought that that was such a slap in the face for all faculty, because there are some dedicated teachers. I mean, forget about me and, you know, what I'm trying to fight for my score. I mean, there's some people that I really look up to. So that right there was big red flag.
The district said it would be inappropriate for her principal to comment or confirm. We asked Laura Supernart, a principal in Orlando, how many teachers got the top rating at her school, Shingle Creek Elementary.
How many got highly effective? One.
So would you say that there's only one highly effective teacher at your school?
Absolutely not. There are many highly effective teachers, but I do believe that we can all do a better job all the time.
She says it would be hard for teachers to earn the highest rating in the first year of the new system. In Orlando, the district minimum is 3 principal observations totaling 50 minutes. Miami teacher Carla Matz says she understands that principals are busy with paperwork and managing the building.
But at the same time, their principals kind of need to speak up and they need to say, it's too much. I can't. You know, I'm dealing with this. I'm dealing with that. I don't have the time. And maybe when people actually start talking about it, then, you know, there will be a good system in place that will be adequate and fair to teachers.
She says the stakes are high. Her pay is based on the observations. With State Impact Florida, I'm Sarah Gonzalez in Miami.